Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today's podcast is simply a reminder, or if you're new to property management, a lesson in relation to don't complicate it. Don't complicate property management. Property management isn't hard, it's the people that we sometimes deal with that can make it hard. And it's up to us as to how complicated we want to make it. Always remember, try and keep it simple most of the time. Nothing's perfect. That's why I'm saying most of the time. We all have our bad days, but most days are good. Simply in not complicating property management, stick to these rules. Be clear and communicate often. Now, if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. Doesn't mean we don't pick up the phone, then put it in writing. Once an email or two has gone exchanged to and fro, and the matter is not resolved or the situation's not finalised, think about picking up the phone to put a voice to the written and then finalise that in writing. So communicate, communicate, communicate. Pick up the phone often and always put in writing to confirm and have your adequate file notes. Know your stuff, know your legislation. Now, we're always learning, none of us know it all. But how often do you use the legislation, the terms of your tenancy contract? Apply the law. And understand the emotions surrounding the tenancy contract for both our client and our tenants. Obviously, we're dealing with human emotions, we're dealing with money, we're dealing with basic human needs, housing. So have a lot of empathy. But care, but not too much. And I don't say not too much rudely, or non-empathetically. But obviously, you can't afford to care too much. And sometimes, regrettably, one or both of the parties won't like the law or what you're suggesting as a way to resolve a potential situation. And that's where tribunal comes in. And if you can say to yourself, what more could I have done? And it's just a case that the parties don't agree with the law or your best practice expert advice, well, tribunal will resolve it. What more could you have done? Gee, property management really is a wonderful career. And we know we manage people more than property, hence the communicate is so important. Hence, don't complicate it and really falls back to knowing your stuff. The legislation is the core focus of your career. Applying it, being able to communicate it, having empathy, and understanding the emotions surrounding the law. Have passion for what you do. People can tell if you love what you do or you don't. Okay, think about your own personal life in any situation in business that you deal with people. You can always tell when someone loves what they do or they don't, and it really just helps in relation to life and dealing with people in business. So, of course, technology is fantastic, and there's a way of streamlining efficiency for costs plus time management. But don't ever forget, people are first. Communicate, pick up the phone. Put it in writing, otherwise it don't exist, and have good risk management systems. But just don't complicate property management. What more could you have done is one of your great mottos as well. So thanks for joining me for this quick podcast of Don't Complicate Property Management. Enjoy it. And most people are really good people. Focus on that, okay? Focus on the majority of people and the majority of good times that you do and can have. So this is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me and bye for now.